taking care of business right here on the radio. Biz Talk coming at you at the speed of sound.
Who are you?
We are the...
Who are you?
I am... wait a minute. Let me get my driver's license.
You remember who you are?
Jim Rossetti. It's about time I get back here in the studio. Mr.
You've been away for a couple of weeks. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome
Yeah, it's nice to be back here at this microphone. And you got me a gold mic while I was gone, too.
Yeah, we did. You deserve it.
EAB mic.
You deserve it.
Okay, we got a good show this morning. We got one of our sponsors, Associated Bank, one of the people from there, and we will get to that in just a couple of minutes. But before we get started, a couple of things we want to recognize, like who our partner is as we do the show.
Right. The BizTalk program benefits the local SCORE chapter, Jim, and the SCORE chapter has about 60 mentors in it, advisors. They service an 8-county area going from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. So all the business owners in that area who are looking for some assistance in various areas of need, like might be finances, production, marketing, IT stuff, think of the SCORE chapter, and you can get to us at scorefoxcities.com. When you go to the website, you can fill out an application, you can request counseling, and a mentor will be assigned to you probably within a week. And you should be hearing from the mentor shortly. And then you schedule a time to meet with the mentor, and it's free. Right. And the mentors are certified. They're kind of like approved when if someone wants to be a counselor for SCORE, and we're always looking for mentors. So if someone's interested in being one, please contact us.
The door is open.
Yeah. But we want to make sure that they have a degree of expertise in their area before we, expect a business owner to rely on someone. So we want them to feel assured that they're going to get good advice. It's free, and we will team up. Our mentors will team up with each other to help you, the business owner, on various areas of needs that you have. But the show is brought to you each week by our sponsors who help make this all possible. And those sponsors include Associated Bank. They've been a sponsor of ours for a long time, and we're pleased and honored to have Mr. Jeff Bartosik here this morning to talk about insurance and some strategies to help business owners continue their operations from generation to generation and save money along the way. So it's going to be a good show, and we invite you to call in.
A lot of good bullet points to talk about this morning.
Well, we also have as sponsors Sawaski Law. Anertel Sawaski does a great job there. We appreciate her sponsorship. Lakeview Credit Union does a nice job with business lending, as does Associated Bank. We also have Business Solutions, and Gary Vaughn does a nice job there. And Albertson Hailing, the CPA firm here in the Valley, who offers tax advice for individuals and small and medium-sized businesses. And they're just getting over their tax season. So
he's resting. He is definitely vacationing.
We also want to mention a thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical called Business News. And if you're not subscribed to it, for $20 a year, it's worth the money.
Right.
So that should do it.
Why don't we take a quick break and come back here? Our guest is in the studio. We'll get to that in just a moment. And you are listening to the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Hailing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Hailing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100. or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077. Or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
Okay, we are talking business right here in BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Yep.
And we have we got a great show for you this morning. As Tony mentioned, one of our longtime sponsors, Associated Bank. We got a special announcement before we get to the guest.
Right. I just wanted to mention, Jim, that if there are business owners out there and lenders who would like to have, for the lenders, it would be a review for some business owners, it might be a good experience to come to a presentation. I'm doing one on May 17. This is like the 23rd time I've been doing this for the Chamber, and the Chamber is sponsoring it. It's on May 17, 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning, so it's coming up pretty quick. It's on cash flow management and how the business owner can establish a better relationship with the lender. What does the business owner need to know about what the lender needs to know, and vice versa?
Right.
They're pretty well attended, and as I mentioned, there's over 20 of them. So if you'd like to come to that, it's $25 for a chamber member, $35 for a non-member. Mm-hmm. And call the chamber at 734-7101 to register for that program. Right. 734-7101.
And you're building quite a list already, so that's good.
I think there's probably 10 or around 10 who've already signed up for it. I checked with the chamber just this past week. So if you have an interest in it, come on to it. And we've had lenders and accountants and CPAs and business owners in the class.
Any business owner out there really
and
could use this.
It really makes, to have that mix of people in the class makes a nice discussion.
Yes.
It's not just a lecture, it really is a discussion. We have some good talking points.
Okay.
So thanks.
Okay, sounds good. And as I mentioned, Associated Bank, I think, is, I want to say 6 years or so they've been a sponsor.
Oh, I think so, yes.
And we usually bring a guest on from Associated. This morning, that guest is Jeffrey Bartosik, who is at the Associated Financial Group side of the bank. And we're going to talk a little bit about areas, and maybe people don't understand what a key part that insurance and all the benefits that bank has got to offer people can work in the business community. And we're going to get to that this morning, and our guest this morning is Jeffrey Bartosik. Good morning. Welcome, BizTalk.
Good morning, Jim.
And good to have you aboard a little bit, and to get into a discussion. There's things that you gave me this morning, and one of them talks a little bit about executive compensation. There's many other areas I want to go, but I do have a client right now, and ironically, this is one area that client is perplexed. He said, I want to bring in a key guy. I want to bring in a number two guy in my business and kind of make him a right-hand guy. But he said, I can't pay him a huge amount of salary, but I can pay him well, and I want to retain this employee. And this is an area where you get involved with bank clients, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's an important area because you want somebody that's there working in the business doing well when you're not. You know, when you're on vacation or whatever, you have to be confident that the business is going to be able to continue to function. So the compensation of that person is important, and I don't know what stage your acquaintance is at in his business.
Just in the hiring stage right now, but he's looking for strategies to be able to hang on to this employee once he gets him.
one range of a strategy would be to give them ownership.
Yes.
A lot of people would shy away from that,
right.
But that's one end of the strategy that you could use. You could give him some ownership, usually a minority interest, and
now he's got a vested interest in the business,
and then pay him less for their services in the hopes that part of the compensation will come through growth of shares in the business.
Exactly.
If a person doesn't want to give ownership, and I would say most businesses do not want to give ownership, certainly not right away. You would develop some type of a bonus structure so that if the business does well, it's making more profit, and part of that additional profit would go to the the key employee.
Right.
So that's where most people tend to start. They develop a program depending on what line of the business that person will be participating in. If it's sales, it's some sales formula. If it's a financial person, then it's some EBITDA formula.
Well, this client right now is at a level where he can manage the business like he is without... he's got employees, but he doesn't have a key man that he's looking to bring in. Just like you said, somebody that when you want to be able to take a vacation from the business once in a while and not feel that it's going to fall apart. And the person that's going to be in charge, you want to be sure they're competent to be able to do it while you're gone.
Right.
and looking out for your best interest.
Jeff, I have a quick question for you. Tell us about your background and the department of Associated you work in and its function at Associated Bank, because it encompasses a lot of things.
Sure.
Well, my basic background is my education is finance from Madison, and I earned a degree there and graduated in 73. And I am in the insurance business and the securities business. Those are tools that I use in the work that I do. And the bank has me supporting four areas for them. One is their trust area. Another is their commercial banking area. A third is their private banking area, which involves their high net worth customers. And then the fourth area is employee benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience is long, which is one of the reasons they call me an advanced planner. I'm getting up there in years. But also I've seen a lot of different things over the years, and I've been able to use parts of prior experiences to bridge the gap between those four areas.
Mm-hmm. And Jim's example with his client fits into one of those areas. You brought along this morning a copy of a PowerPoint that you use to talk about what you do at Associated Investment Bank, Investment Group.
Mm-hmm. basically, when we have a client that comes in for help, we try to assess where they are and what their needs are based on what they tell us they want. And then we try to find a solution for them.
Right.
We're not attorneys, we're not accountants,
right,
but we're used to working with attorneys and accountants and trust officers and to try to coordinate the advice that that person gets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to give out the phone numbers before we get too far along in this morning. If you give us a call, folks, we're looking for... give us a call. You can call us here locally at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Green Bay, you can call us at 271-1150. If you are outside the area, call us on our TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That's 866-887-1150. We got a great book called Winning Ways for Life. Written by one of our score counselors.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ma Nguyen has been a tremendous gentleman that's worked for many years helping FISC and business planning and financial planning.
He's a great guy. After a good career in Kimberly-Clark in the paper industry as an engineer, he became a volunteer for FISC and SCORE, and then he went on to get his certified financial planner designation.
Right.
Yeah, that's how dedicated he is to helping people.
Well, this book is really it's really popular.
People
very good have gotten
book.
Copies have filtered back that they really are appreciative. So we'll get you a copy of that book. And all you got to do is give us a call. Come on the air with us this morning.
Ask a good question.
And
stump
Jeff,
our guest.
That's it. Now, we're talking... business succession planning this morning, too, a little bit about business valuation. I was wondering about that, Jeff. How do you go about determining business valuation? That's one area people are always coming and having a struggle with. So
it can be a complicated area. Everybody's got a different view of what their business is worth, but there are certain standards that the business accountant could help you with. One of the ways to value your business, the simplest method, is a book value method, where you take your assets, subtract your liabilities, and the value that's left over,
the net worth,
is the net worth or the book value of the business.
Right.
But there are multiple ways to value your business, and one would be a capitalization of earnings method, where you take the earnings of a business and you find a rate based on the risk of the industry that you're in, and capitalize that. So if the capitalization rate was 10% and your earnings was your earnings were 100,000, mm-hmm. then the value of your business would be closer to $1 million. So there are a number of different ways that you can do it. Business owners may have a different feeling than their accountant for the value of the business. In the end,
usually do.
In the end, it's what a willing buyer is willing to pay.
Exactly. Right?
And then in the succession planning process, it's not always the true value that's important. Right. Anyway.
Right.
You have other factors that are going to weigh in on the decision, such as whether you want to transfer the business to a family member,
right.
or if
right.
you're going to ask the IRS to get involved and ask their opinion of what the value of your business is.
Jeff, what are the benefits of doing a valuation? It's not just when you are planning to sell a business. And how often should it be done? What are the benefits and how often should it be done?
It varies from business to business, but I would say every 5 to 10 years, in general conversation, a business should be revalued.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be real formal with the valuation. In fact, in some processes, you have to be formal. You get
right.
you get direction from the federal government
right.
on how you have to value it. But you can get guidance from your business accountant.
Mm-hmm.
On that score,
right.
as to how often to do it.
I've seen the formulas over the years that have been used, but just like you say, that doesn't always determine. It boils down to one thing, what somebody is willing to pay for a business. But you have to have some idea where to start as an asking price.
Yes, yes. And generally speaking, your accountant can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
What's important is that a business owner have a succession plan and a written agreement mm-hmm. as to what will
right.
happen in the event of death or disability or
right.
or some other event, so that you can set tracks for all the different parties that are involved.
Right.
It's very important
sure.
that your agreement set tracks for what's going to happen and give the participants the expectation of what's going to happen.
Right.
If you do that ahead of time, you won't have the squabbling or the myriad of problems that can arise after an unexpected death, and all of a sudden you have a family that's lost their income source.
Right. Right.
And if you start talking about what a business is worth at that time, you could be in real trouble.
There's a lot of emotion at that time.
Exactly.
Jeff, we all die, and if we happen to die when we're owning a business and we're in the executive's office and we're working at a desk and we keel over, we're dead. There are some strategies that the owner can put in place to help fund the transfer of the ownership after their death.
Yes.
I'll address some of those.
Once you have a written buy and sell agreement, then you have to think about how that's going to be funded.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay for it?
That's right. And sometimes a business can fund internally, but usually that's in a best-case scenario, and if you have a weak economy or a situation like we've had in the last few years when businesses have been strained, that might be a significant problem, so you can take out insurance contracts.
What is internal funding, Jeff?
Using your
cash flow.
Your cash flow, your cash
Just
assets.
Maybe go to the bank and borrow some money, or using cash in the checking account. That would be like an internal type.
Internal would not involve a bank.
Okay.
A bank would be external.
Okay.
You may be able to do that. It might be your best solution if you've got the cash flow and everything to
right.
to handle the loan.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what your situation
right.
is and
okay.
and what your business is. But generally speaking, insurance is used oftentimes
right. Right.
because it's there when you need it. It's there on a guaranteed
right.
basis. And the cost for the insurance is less than the cost of saving that asset and not using it in your business in the event that a buyout is needed.
And oftentimes it's cheaper than paying a loan back.
Yes, it's always cheaper than paying a loan back.
And it's free. It doesn't have to be paid back. Free in the sense that it doesn't have to be repaid to anybody. The life insurance proceeds are granted after paying premiums, but there's no repayment of the life insurance benefit to anyone.
Right. Usually, if it's constructed properly, the death benefit would come in tax-free, income tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does a business owner determine, gosh, okay, it's a good idea to have life insurance. How much should I get? That's a pretty specific situation.
That's a loaded question.
Specific to each situation.
Well, if you use the best accounting principles, you wouldn't get any more than you needed.
Right.
And you would fund it over a period of time to cover the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So if the risk existed for a 10 or 15 or 20 year period, you would fund it over that period of time. If it was a longer need, then you would look to a different type of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a situation as a partnership in business, and we brought in an insurance person in who put a policy on my partner,
mm-hmm.
On my behalf, and he put one on me,
okay,
on his behalf,
mm-hmm.
as a kind of a safety valve. Something would have happened to either one of us, that it would have provided some kind of.
There are different ways that you can own contracts to fund a buyout agreement. One method is called an entity method,
right.
And that's where the entity or the business buys the insurance on the person's,
okay,
to be covered.
Yep.
And so the policy is owned by the organization and is payable to the organization for the purposes of effecting the buyout.
Right.
So if you and your partner in that hypothetical situation were 50% owners, then the business would be the recipient of the death benefit tax-free, and they would pay that to the deceased partner's family, mm-hmm. to,
right,
buy their interest.
Right.
So the partnership would be dissolved and you would become the sole proprietor.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you would own 100%. Your basis in that case wouldn't have changed from the original basis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys started that business in your garage and your basis was $5,000, your partner's basis was $5,000,
mm-hmm.
if the entity owns the insurance, then when everything is said and done, your basis is still going to be $5,000. The reason that you owned it on each other, that situation is called a cross-purchase buy-sell arrangement.
Right.
Where,
right,
each person,
right,
owns insurance on the other, so that if I bump your partner off, mm-hmm. and you are the beneficiary of the life insurance, then you get that death benefit tax-free. And you turn around and you pay your partner's estate the,
right,
same way, except your basis gets increased by the amount of the death benefit of the life insurance. So if it was a $100,000 policy in that situation we were talking,
right,
about before, your basis becomes the original five plus the 100. So if you go to subsequently sell your business,
right,
you're not going to have to pay any capital gains on $105,000,
oh,
of the sales price. So it depends on how many partners are involved,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing.
Okay, we hold the thought because we're going to take a short break here on Biz Talk. We're talking business right here on the radio on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Tel Sawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tel Sawoski from Sawoski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawoski Law at 920-687-1730.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are back. We're talking business right here in BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And we are talking this morning with Jeff Bartosik. And Jeff is with Associated Bank, and he is in the... The Associated Financial Group is, we're talking about insurance, we're talking about key executive long-term care, and those are areas we haven't touched on yet this morning, a little bit about disability insurance, and you know, where the business might be in serious strain trying to if somebody is disabled or hurt in the business. Can we get in that area a little bit, Jeff?
Sure. Yeah. If you're talking about a small company, disability income is a benefit that can be very important to the employees of that company. Right. And there are group insurance products that you can purchase to fill most of the employees' needs in a reasonable basis for coverage. Sure. But if you're talking about the owners or key people, oftentimes those people get compensated over and above the coverage limits for non-highly compensated employees. And so you might be giving 60% income replacement to your newest hired employee, mm-hmm. but okay. if you don't have some executive type of coverage that fits on top of that group insurance for your key people or for your owners, you might be replacing only 30 or 40% of their income when you're replacing 60 or 70% of your basic employee group.
Right.
So people generally don't want to be caught discriminating against their better employees, especially if they want to keep them. Mm-hmm. So we get involved with executive disability programs that supplement the basic group coverages. And if you're a larger company and you want to attract talent, there's a pool of talent out there, but But they come in and they expect by contract to have coverage in the event of disability.
Part of the package.
At a 70% level, and you need to find a way to accommodate that either through individual products or voluntary products. Those are a couple of tools that we use.
Yeah, and heaven forbid somebody should be disabled that can't come back or can't return to work again. Well, could be permanently disabled.
Jim, you mentioned that partnership you were in.
Yeah.
You know, you've got two guys running a show, and I don't know how many employees you did, but, you know, a lot of times people have relationships in their business that are very strong. Sometimes it's a brother or a longtime friend, or they become friends. And all of a sudden, one of them goes down, you're going to feel a moral obligation to that person to try to help their family. Because as a small business, you can't pay a salary for work that's not getting done.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
There's just not excess money to do that. Right. So a lot of employers feel some type of a moral responsibility to farm that risk out to an insurance carrier so it wouldn't put added stress on the business now that they've lost a key person.
Well, especially if a business is struggling to get by, and now you're going to have to pay somebody who can't show up anymore and can't do the job anymore.
Sure, sure. No. So it can eliminate that possibility as a benefit, and that can be done on a class basis, or it can be done purely individuals. You don't have to. With this form of executive compensation, you don't have to take the crowd along. You can do it for just one person or just two people.
You know, Jeff, the people get so caught up, though, in running. We talk about this, Tony, working in the business and rather than working on the business, that they forget about things like this until they happen. Now they're faced with it, and suddenly, that's why I think, you know, talking about these things.
Jeff, can you give us your contact data? You work at the Associated Financial Group. If you could give the audience the contact data, someone, a number to call you, a website, in case they have any questions next week.
Well, my toll-free telephone number is 866-335-2227. And my local telephone number at the office is 731-0400. But really, if anyone needed to get a hold of me, they could stop into any local branch of Associated in this listening area, and they could be directed to me in the Advanced Planning Division.
And your office is here on Eisenhower and Calumet.
In the Kimberly Industrial Park, yes.
Yep. I'm going to give out the phone numbers once again. If you want to give us a call this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 281-1150 in Appleton, 271-1150 in Green Bay, and if you're outside the area, TDS Metricom toll-free line 866-887-1150. And we're talking to Jeff Bartosik of Associated Bank Group.
Jeff, you mentioned disability income.
Mm-hmm.
Next to that on your slide here, it says long-term care. If we're talking to a business owner who may have no employees or one or two, and the business is only a few years old and it's still growing, but it's a big risk for the family to invest in this business, but that's what they wanted to do. Can these products be made available to that business owner to help hedge in the event the father, in this case, would be killed or disabled, help protect the family?
Yes. Many times, I'd say most times, long-term care can be better purchased through the business than on your own as an individual.
Okay.
The tax law at this time favors purchasing this particular product through the business. And depending on what type of business you have, if it's a C corporation or an LLC or an S corp, there are different tax rules that apply.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of your question, you talked about a business early on.
Mm-hmm.
And when a business is in its startup years, generally you run thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have an excess of benefits.
Correct.
Only if there's a high-risk situation do you spend a nickel more than you need to.
Correct.
Everything else is going into your business to make sure that the pump gets primed and mm-hmm. primed properly and so that it develops properly. As a business owner gets older and they start thinking about retirement and they start thinking about custodial care, that's when they might be interested in long-term care for themselves. Of course, You can also purchase coverage for your family through your business. Mm-hmm. So you could take care of an older generation through your organization on a tax favored basis.
Do younger businesses less than 5 years old ever get, have you seen them purchase long-term care or disability products just to protect the family in the event the husband should be disabled or not killed, so he can't cash in the life insurance, but he's disabled and can't continue the business?
Disability more than long-term care.
Okay.
Yeah, disability more than long-term care. The long-term care is better purchased through a business. It might be part of a compensation package that's requested by an executive that you've hired. That might be something that helps lure him to your company or her. But disability, the odds of a disability during the working years are higher than the odds of dying. So
exactly.
So in your buy-sell arrangements and in some of your benefit planning, that should be looked at from that standpoint.
You just used a really key word. We've had a great conversation so far this morning in talking about different things, but no business owner should take one of these things and work on it. They really need to plan about all of it. They need to sit down with someone and look at the big picture and get some good advice.
You know, nothing exists by itself or should exist by itself. We try to take a consultative approach when we work with our customers. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that they need, and each thing that they need doesn't necessarily exclude other things. They need to find a way to work it all in. So we have people in our bank that specialize in financial planning, for instance. And when I get asked to help someone through a succession plan process, invariably we go back to the financial plan. So they can have a base to work from.
Mm-hmm.
If you have business owner and their spouse, you've got someone that spent their whole life building their business, and now they're going to be thinking about making changes. But they've got to take care of their own needs first.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to go back to a good financial plan to determine what they need. And then they can go from there to take care of different specifics.
Okay, hold the thought, because we're going to take another short break. This is our last one. We'll be back here on the News Talk 1150 WHBY. This talk, we'll be right back.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? You got into the business because you're a great mechanic, an excellent cook, or a caring chiropractor. In your profession, you are one of the best. What you need is help with creating a business strategy, understanding financials, or processing payroll. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help with these issues and much more. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you. No matter what your industry, we can help you avoid the pitfalls that can cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077, or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's G-U-I-D-E-N-T business.com. Don't hesitate. Talk with us today.
Biz right here on BizTalk. We're coming down the stretch this morning. We could still squeeze a call in if you want to give us a call, 281-1150. If you're outside the area, 866-887-1150. We've been talking with Jeff Bartosik this morning. And we've only got about 5 minutes left, and we want to get a biz tip out of you before we let you out of here, Jeff. We got six.
One of many, I think.
But we've been covering some of the areas, and maybe a lot of people didn't even realize that this kind of advice and this kind of direction was available through Associated Bank, and it's, you know, it's good to hear. One of the things, and I think you'll bear me out on this, you know, sometimes people get so busy in their business, and they put these things off. They hear a show like this, they hear a few things mentioned, they, you know, that's something I haven't even sat down and thought about. So if people want to get a hold of you, I think the best number to get a hold of you, we'll give the toll-free number, because they might be coming from Fond du Lac or Oshkosh or those areas. What's that number again, Jeff?
The toll-free number is 866-335-2227.
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt to just give you a call, sit down, talk a little bit, maybe explore some of the areas that you'd be able to help people in. And it's a service of the bank.
Well, one of the functions that people find of value that we perform is we can help them through these processes, yeah. and we don't charge a fee per hour, right. And we can be patient with people and direct them properly to their accountants and their attorneys, but arm them with good questions to ask and some background and a general feeling for what they do. You know, there's no way that I'm going to practice law or the accounting field. I'm a minor leaguer, but
a minor leaguer with a CLU and a CHFC and an MSFS and 38 years in experience with practical knowledge and an educator.
He's got more letters than alphabet soup.
He's an educator, and that's what you're talking about, Jim.
Right.
And Jeff just mentioned we'll have the patience to work with a client and give them questions to ask. Basically, they're helping the business owner get educated about what they need so they make the better informed decision.
Well, you know, as you charge in, you're in the business, you're real excited about getting into something, about starting up, expanding, growing, and you know, you kind of put these things off. Yeah, I know I'll take care of that someday. Right now I'm being pulled 47 different ways.
So, Jeff, just you're on the spot now. What's your biz tip? What's this pearl of wisdom?
Well, my pearl of wisdom would be to go in for a checkup every 5 to 10 years at a minimum, and certainly talk to your advisors when there's a major change, either in employment or in the market, or if there's a death, ownership change, any major change that affects your business, would be a good time to go in and check, because markets change, products change, the law certainly from a tax standpoint
changes
all the time, and there are better ways to do things, and So that would be it. It's a little bit painful. I know business people have more fun in their business and tinkering with their baby, but they need to go in and get that checkup.
Especially if the parents have owned the business and they're ready to retire in the next 5 or 10 years. If your children are working in it with you and they're the intended heirs to the business, get them very much involved in that process now. Don't wait till next year we're going to retire and give you the business, because there are a lot of things that can be done.
And Tony, that's important. It is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it is a never-ending process. You know, you have...
Sure, right.
I listened to a business owner over in Sheboygan earlier this week, and he is second generation from his father, and he's already talking about succession plan for the next generation.
Right.
And turned over a portion of the ownership of his company to employees.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different ways to do the succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are just about out of time this morning.
Coming up to our last minute, Jim.
Yeah.
Jeff, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning. You did a great job.
It was fun. You guys made it easy.
Once again, the number they can get you at, 866-335-2227.
And Jim, our guest next week is going to be Mr. Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling.
Ah, Kurt's on board. Good. So I can like, pick up my taxes, too.
Tune in next week. You're going to get some great accounting advice and maybe something to supplement what Jeff said this week, because Kurt gets involved in that as well.
Right. Okay, that's our show.